The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Thursday, the 12th of September. In your Squeeze today, three Australians detained in Iran, one Liberal MP's Chinese connections, spending your tax cut, and the celebrity performing at the Melbourne Cup. This is your Squeeze today. First of all, Claire, huge thanks to Larissa for filling in whilst I was away. So much has happened.
So much has happened. Larissa did a great job, and it's, of course, great to have you back, Kate.
It's good to be back. Thank you. We had our new podcast, Squeeze Shortcuts, is well and truly off and running. We've hit 2 million podcast listens. We've seen some soaring heights for the Squeeze Today podcast in the Aussie charts. I think I might go away more often.
Good luck with that.
Plus, plenty of news, of course. Let's get into it. Starting with confirmation by officials that two British Australian women and one Australian man are being held in detention in Iran. One of the women has been held for almost a year, the other two for about 10 weeks. It seems the cases aren't linked, Claire.
That's what we believe. The Department of Foreign Affairs are keeping things very close to their chest, saying that there's some confidentiality there. No doubt there's also some very deft wrangling that's being done with the Iranian government. So, yeah, a lot that we don't know. The only assumption that certainly media outlets are making is that perhaps these are charges that could be related to accusations of spying. The woman who has been in detention for almost a year and has received that jail sentence has been sentenced to 10 years, which is a sentence that's routinely given in Iran for spying charges.
There are some details in the Squeeze Today email on where they're being held. Even prison in Tehran, not a very nice place by all reports. We've been talking a lot about Iran, given the tension, particularly with the US. Our Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, said we have a good working relationship with the nation, but given two of these detained dual Aussie-British nationals and the UK-Iran relationship is testy at best, that is sure to be significant as we watch this unfold. Gladys Liu was elected to the seat of Chisholm in Melbourne in the federal election back in May. Chinese-born Liu is under mega scrutiny this week over reports that she was a member of the China Overseas Exchange Association between 2003 and 2015. This matters, Claire, because this organisation is a Chinese government body that aims to influence foreign governments.
A lot was said about that yesterday and exactly how it came to be that Liu was a member of that and was able to go on a program on Sky News on Tuesday night and say that she cannot recall being a member. She said yesterday that she had been and that she should have chosen her words better. Also, she said that it's common that particularly for Chinese associations for people to be added to lists as supporters and members without them knowing about it, and that she's now going to go through and do an audit of a whole bunch of organisations just to make sure that she's not tied to them without her knowledge.
We should have mentioned, of course, that she's a coalition MP. So the Labor Party putting a fair bit of pressure on the government to explain her eligibility to sit in the parliament.
Yes. And what that's mostly about, of course, is you don't have to go back too far. Sam Dastyari, of course, was a fairly bruising case for Labor where he left the parliament because of his ties to people who had very strong ties to the Chinese government. The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, there said that all of that's fairly offensive and that she's a proud Australian.
From politics here to politics in the UK, we're talking about UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. You've been keeping listeners well across Brexit happenings. The Parliament is now suspended for 5 weeks. The latest is that a Scottish court has ruled that that suspension is unlawful.
It's another big speed bump for Boris Johnson. 10 Downing Street has said that they're very disappointed by that judgment. Next stop is a Supreme Court hearing in London next week. So that will be eagerly anticipated. Of course, the big question is whether Johnson misled the Queen by giving him advice that proroguing the Parliament was going to be fine.
Yes.
That's really not a very good look at all.
No, you don't want to mislead the Queen. Many listening will have received a tax cut from the government recently, but economists are concerned we haven't done as the Treasurer asked and spent it. We've saved it.
Oh, yeah, Josh Frydenberg, Scott Morrison, the government and banking community more generally would really like us to spend. Our spending has been down quite a bit. The latest Westpac Melbourne Institute Consumer Sentiment Index yesterday also showed that we're not feeling that confident about the economy more broadly, which is why we're not spending. We're putting a bit away for a rainy day. That does nothing, though, to stimulate the economy. And it's really that economic growth that we're looking for.
Well, speaking of things you can buy, Apple have announced new iPhones, a new iPad, and a new streaming service to rival the Netflixes of the world, Apple TV Plus.
Yep, we are destined, it seems, with all these great streaming services coming out to spend probably eternity on a big couch. But yeah, Apple is the latest offer. It's going to be about the cheapest in the market. It's going to cost Australian $7.99, which, as you say, Kate, is really $8, let's be honest.
Come on.
It's going to launch on the 1st of November, so just in time for those great Christmas holidays.
What will Apple TV Plus have on it?
Well, a lot of programming that is yet to really be revealed, but it has also commissioned some original content and stars like Reese Witherspoon, there's Jennifer Aniston, Oprah's doing some stuff, also some very top-notch directors.
Gotcha.
So exactly where that lands will be really interesting.
Watch this space. A quick message now from a new brand we're working with at The Squiz, Australian Mushrooms. We're a bit chuffed about this partnership, Claire. We're both big fans of mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. Mushrooms are just one of the highlights of my week if I can get it into anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. Look out for some recipes from them in the Squiz Today email in the coming weeks. There are more than a couple of reasons to consider mushrooms as you think about dinner tonight. Number one for me is always ease. Preparing mushrooms takes no time at all. They're so easy to chop.
Oh, I just love the taste.
They're so delicious. You can up the ante on any dish by adding mushrooms. And Claire, especially for all of us who sit in an office all day, they're also a really good source of vitamin D. I didn't know that, but they in fact are. For more about Australian mushrooms, for recipe inspiration, for tips on how to cook mushrooms, head to australianmushrooms.com.au. We'll also put that link in your episode notes. To the Basketball World Cup now, and the Aussie men's team, the Boomers, have beaten the Czech Republic in the quarterfinal and will head to the semis for the first time ever facing Spain, that game tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. The biggest news, though, overnight was that the USA is out, Claire.
Yeah, it's been a really unpredictable tournament, people who watch the basketball a lot say, but the good news for us is we've already beaten France. We beat them in the group rounds. So for them to beat the USA, we're really going very, very well, which is just so exciting.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tune in to that tomorrow night. Also big news in sport, the Melbourne Cup have secured Taylor Swift to perform two songs this year. Expect plenty around about that today. What about the guy in Japan who managed to steal the credit card details of 1,300 separate people? He seems he might have a photographic memory.
1,300 people.
Yeah,
it's just amazing. He memorized as he was putting people's cards through to pay for their goods, their name, their credit card number, the expiration date, the security code.
Wow, impressive. And he'd remember them, then scribble them down in a notebook.
Yeah, it, of course, is a really good one for our subject line today. I've gone for the Barbara Streisand classic, memories light the corners of my mind.
Ah, easy. Like a bit of Barbara Streisand.
Nice
I think
one.
We've had her in the as the email subject
Not for
line.
A while.
Yeah, for a long
Not
time.
Not for a while.
If you need more news, jump into the Squiz Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you could win a $100 Woolworths gift voucher. Our next episode of Squiz Shortcuts will be out tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for details on that. It's great to be back and we'll chat to you then. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.